Mark Rydell, Book 4, Chapter 26 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. In the year of our Lord 684, Egfrid, King of the Northumbrians, sending his general Berecht with an army into Ireland, miserably laid waste that unoffending nation, which had always been most friendly to the English, insofar that the invading force spared not even the churches or monasteries, but the islanders, while to the utmost of their power they repelled force with force, implored the assistance of the divine mercy, and with constant imprecations invoked the vengeance of heaven, and though such as curse cannot inherit the kingdom of God, yet it was believed that those who were justly cursed on account of their impiety soon suffered the penalty of their guilt at the avenging hand of God. For the very next year, when that same king had rashly led his army to ravage the province of the Picts, greatly against the advice of his friends, and particularly of Cuthbert, of blessed memory, who had been lately ordained bishop, the enemy had a feigned retreat, and the king was drawn into a narrow pass among remote mountains, and slain, with the greater part of the forces he had led thither, on the 20th of May, in the 40th year of his age, and the 15th of his reign. His friends, as had been said, advised him not to engage in this war, but since he had the year before refused to listen to the most reverend Father Egbert, advising him not to attack the Scots, who were doing him no harm, it was laid upon him as a punishment for his sin that he should now not listen to those who would have prevented his death. From that time the hopes and strengths of the Anglian kingdom began to ebb and fall away from the Picts, recovered their own lands, which had been held by the English, and so did also the Scots that were in Britain, and some of the Britons regained their liberty, which they now have enjoyed for about 46 years. Among the many English that then either fell by the sword or were made slaves, or escaped by flight out of the country of the Picts, the most reverend man of God, Trumwine, who had been made bishop over them, withdrew with his people that were in the monastery of Aberkernig in the country of the English, but close by the arm of the sea, which is the boundary between the lands of the English and the Picts, having commanded his followers, wheresoever he could, to his friends in the monasteries, he chose his own place of abode in the monastery, which we have so often mentioned of servants and handmaids of God, at Strenishulk, and there for many years, with a few of his own brethren, he led a life in all monastic austerity, not only to his own benefit, but to the benefit of many others, and dying there, he was buried in the church of the blessed Peter the Apostle, with the honor due to his life and rank. The Royal Virgin Elfled, with her mother Ainfled, whom we have mentioned before, then presided over that monastery. But when the bishop came thither, that devout teacher found him the greatest help in governing and comfort in her private life. Aldfrid succeeded Egfrid in the throne, being a man most learned in the scripture, said to be brother to Egfrid, the son to King Oswy. He nobly retrieved the ruined state of the kingdom, though within narrower bounds. The same year, being the 685th from the incarnation of our Lord, Holthair, King of Kent, died on the 6th of February, when he had reigned 12 years after his brother Egbert, who had reigned 9 years. He was wounded in battle with the South Saxons, whom Edric, the son of Egbert, had raised against him, and died whilst his wound was being dressed. After him, this same Edric reigned a year and a half. On his death, kings of doubtful title or of foreign origin for some time wasted the kingdom, till the lawful king, Wictred, the son of Egbert, being settled in the throne, by his piety and zeal, delivered his nation from foreign invasion. The end of chapter 26 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.